What does letting go mean? It means letting go. No grip. Let go. No attachments, nothing. You know?
When you know some shit not for you, you gotta let it go. Walk away from it. Cut yourself off from it. I don't know. Like, whatever you can to unattach, as Ranisha said. But people don't want to let go.
Because people are addicted.
Or scared.
Fearful that you won't find nothing else.
That you won't find shit else. Fearful of being alone. But what is it that we letting go of?
Anything, right?
In general. Anything toxic that's not elevating you or putting you in a better situation in any kind of way. You want shit that's going to elevate your life. You want shit that's going to make you better.
But like my man Kanye said, even when somebody go away, their feelings don't really go away.
Very true.
That's just the wave.
Very, very, very true.
So, like, you know, you could let go of somebody as far as, like, you're not really attached to them, so you could still live your life, as, you know.
But they could still be in your heart. And that's another thing, is that you letting someone go, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing kind of thing. You could still feel and love them, but do that shit from a distance if it's interfering with your shit.
There you go. That's it. Feel me? I let go, but that's still mine.
No, but it can't be like that.
It could be like that enough to where, like, I don't gotta, like, act on it or, like,
exactly.
You know, yada, yada, yeah. We can still
be cool,
chill.
You don't gotta act on it.
Chill.
We can still be cool.
But if the opportunity comes,
you're gonna be right there.
Because yeah. I let the first one go. The first opportunity. Because, you know, I was trying to be faithful, faithful. And clearly, that shit went out the window. A couple months ago.
So what about when they fucking up, or when the situation is not good for you?
I mean, every situation is different, so it depends on how you deal with these different situations and how much they mean to you and how much you care about
the
relationship.
But see, that's how I feel. I feel like you're supposed to handle everything one way.
But what way is that?
It's hard. But
I don't think so.
Why we gotta have gray area?
It's life.
I know.
Shit, I don't like gray
areas. If it was, it would be easy.
Right.
And I used to be like that. That's how I know. I really used to be like black and white. Like, no, either you do it this way or you do it that way. Either you're this or you're that.
But that's how I like. I like yes and no. I don't like the, I don't know, even though I'm mad indecisive.
You are indecisive. But
I need somebody to be straight up with me, though. Then I can be straight up with you.
Real shit.
You want to run around? I'm going to walk.
And that's another thing. Intention. We don't be upfront about intention from the jump. So, you feel me?
All my intentions are bad. Just kidding.
Some people might like that though.
Real shit though. Cause you have bad intentions for good things. Just cause you have bad intentions, that don't mean you a bad person.
And who says they're bad? Bad is relative. So
real shit.
Bad meaning good.
Exactly. Yeah. I love being bad. Some real shit.
Is it bad? I love it. You gotta cue that in when you edit this.
I think we live.
Yeah, we live and direct, baby. I didn't even know I pressed that button.
But for real, letting go. And how we feel about letting go and why letting not letting go. What is the negative shit that happens when you hold on to some shit when you're not supposed to?
You be unhappy.
You be unhappy.
And you feel like when you finally get out and you see how good it is, you'll be like, damn, I should do this too.
But it's that first step, though. People are so fucking afraid of that first step. And I swear, once you get a taste of the shit, and know that you can let go of one thing, you won't be holding on to shit else like that. Like,
yo,
you know,
dead ass. Dead
like, you will
ass,
not
like,
be holding on to shit like scary as fuck like that, because that's what it is. I swear it's fear. Like, one thing, yo, one thing you love, as soon as you learn to let that shit go, you'll be alright. You'll be alright. That's that strength. You don't know you have it until you see. Until you be alright after the fact.
For real, like, when you know it's over, it's over. Like,
you know it's over, and we still be trying to hold on. Still be trying to get the last little bit of good shit out of it.
That hit up one more time real quick.
Yeah, but you could even tell. And I'm going to say for partners, relationship-wise and shit like that, that shit be over, and you know it's over. You could tell in the sex. You could tell in the body language. You could tell in everything.
You just feel it.
You just feel that shit. Look, what you told me. Like, you know when the vibe is off. You know when the energy is off. You know when that shit changes.
Exactly. Yo, you can tell by people switching. You know people habits, and you know you can know when shit is
right.
Different. You know when niggas being distant, when you being distant, when you just not around.
So why can't we just be honest and say we not feeling it no more?
Because
why we try to hold the fuck on and still keep holding on, holding on, holding on?
Because the pain feel good.
Yo!
It felt comfortable.
The pain, yes, it feels comfortable. It does not feel good. That's some illusional shit that we done made up in our fucking heads. The shit does not feel good.
But sometimes, not to say it feel good, but it don't feel good. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, like, you just feel something. Like, you know, this shit bad for you, but, you know, you still do it anyway.
Real shit. Like drugs.
Yeah, I was gonna say like drugs, but I didn't want to. Like drugs.
But
that's probably like
no comment on drugs.
Roll up every day.
Real shit.
That ain't drug, that's herbal. That's like tea.
But I could say I was addicted to dysfunctional relationships. But once I got out of them and got in some different shit, I don't want that shit no more.
Real shit.
But why were you?
Why was I addicted to relationships?
Yeah, and were you really addicted or were you just used to it?
I would say both. You like the rush. You like the making up the makeup sex. You like the arguing. You like the drama. You like that shit. You really do. Like,
I even realize
this person loves me. They fighting for me. They keep coming back to me. They won't leave me. They love me. That shit is not real. They're scared to not be without your ass.
I think people just make relationships complicated. Like, it shouldn't be as complicated.
They don't know how simple a relationship is supposed to be. It's the expectation as well. They hold this big ass expectation on the partner, putting all the expectation on the partner, doing all of this extra shit, pressure.
And then you push
a person away.
Because I'm not what you want. Because I'm not what you want.
Accept me for who I am. Love me for who I am. Love me and you ain't got to change shit about me.
Real shit. Just grow with me.
Grow with me. I water you. You water me. We grow together.
Exactly. Flow with me.
Flow with me. Whatever it is. Flow with you.
Ah! Bars. All right.
Why?
All right. Honestly, if you had like a monster truck, I would say you're running with it. But yeah.
I feel like expectations ruin shit. And I feel like things could be so beautiful if we didn't like, you know, put so much rules and regulations on what shit could be, right? Like, you know,
I just feel like that's because we see so much
in fucking social media. Social fucking media
ain't shit. Yo, social about that.
Listen, it'll have your whole shit fucked up on some real shit, especially for the people that don't know themselves and the people that be questioning who they are. You be following some shit on social media and your whole relationship going left and you don't know why. That shit is not real. Exactly. That's not the fucking real world.
You spending the whole time on the gram when you should be spending time with me, you know?
Real. Shut up. Bestie is
up. I mean, you know.
No, but for real, these memes and what they say, how women's supposed to be, how niggas are supposed to act, that shit is not real. Some of the shit be true. But it's not real and that's not how a relationship is supposed to be.
Niggas never had nothing real. That's probably
they never had nothing real.
All this fake love going around.
Everything is fake, but I do feel that dysfunctional relationship shit, I feel like that shit, it becomes a habit. I feel like you don't think that that's what the relationship is supposed to be about, drama. You learn to ignore the shit. You become immune to that shit. And that shit is not right. Stress in a relationship is not popping.
Not okay. If you can't fix that
shit, is not okay. You should be able to be adults. We 25, we 26, we 24, we grown as fuck. Why can't we just talk about what we feel some type of way about and move on? Because you're gonna get over it or you're not.
Because Black Lives Matter.
Definitely. Definitely.
Black Lives Matters too.
Black Lives Matter.
As well. Too. All that shit.
Real shit.
Black Lives Matter, period.
My life matters, fucking period. Point. Letting go to dysfunctional relationships to social media. It's a lot of shit. A lot of reasons why we as people can't mesh with each other. We as people can't talk to each other. We can't have normal relationships with each other. We don't know how. And I feel like a lot of it starts with self.
Yeah, you can't be real with yourself. How you gonna be real with me?
If you cannot be real with yourself, how can you be real with somebody? But wait though, if you cannot be real with your fucking self, how the fuck you gonna ask a motherfucker to be real with you? How can you do that? Stop asking for some shit that you're not.
A lot of people don't know facts. What real is.
They don't know what real is. What is real to you?
Real is just being real. Like,
being honest with me. Whether you hurt my feelings or not. being honest, whether you hurt my feelings or not. Don't sugarcoat shit for me. Don't try to make shit easier for me. Don't hurt my fucking feelings. Give that shit to me raw so I have a choice of what I want to be involved in. Don't fucking lie. I hate being bamboozled, blindsided. I don't like that shit. I get fucking mad, and when I get disrespected, that's when I get fucking angry.
Exactly. That's when the hammers come out. The
real shit. No, don't lie to protect me. Y'all lie because you a fucking coward.
My nigga Jody.
That's what it is. You a coward. Who Jody? I lie because I love you. I lie because I love you. No, motherfucker. No. Can I lie because I fucking love you? Can I lie because I love you?
The love don't lie.
I don't believe that love is a lie. I feel like love is the hard shit. Y'all think this shit is fucking cotton candy wrapped up in a bow. That shit is hard.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be. The love is the byproduct of the hard work, is what I feel like. You're supposed to put the work in and fight for each other. Be honest with each other. Tell the truth, whether you hurt the person's feelings or not. Respect your partner. Respect who you with. Respect yourself first and foremost.
Definitely. Don't be out here disrespecting.
Yeah, this is a disrespectful age as well.
Yo, niggas don't tell have me
respect
about
for
it.
Themselves. Bitches don't have respect for themselves.
Exactly. So they out here just disrespecting.
So
everything.
We just in competition of who could disrespect each other more.
Exactly.
And that I don't got know. The fucking time.
Because I will disrespect slap somebody.
If you don't disrespect me, that's all I'm gonna say.
I'm telling you, I'm still waiting to slap this chick from my job. I'm waiting to set it on her so badly. Oh my
god. We're not even gonna talk about the jobs.
We're not gonna
talk about the jobs, bruh.
No, because I legit will set it on her right now. Like, I'm still waiting. Like, you know what? That's the part. I mean, I let that go. But if it come back up, she getting socked.
That's the same shit at my job.
She's getting
socked. I gotta let the shit go because it's my job and I need to get paid. But bitches is be disrespectful. Pick your battles.
Exactly.
Pick your battles. But listen, if the bitch is on the street, I will have to run her the fuck over because that's how tight she got me. Stop fucking disrespecting me. I don't like that shit.
Exactly.
Why are we talking about letting it go? Why can't we let it go?
Because, you know, some niggas need to be checked. Even if you're not the one to check them, like, they need to know that you're not the one to fuck with. Like, and people will think because you're nice, they could just fuck with you and take advantage.
That's
yada,
my
yada,
problem.
Yada.
That's my problem.
Like, no. And then when you wild out, they think you're crazy and stuff.
They think,
like,
yes. Why are you, hold on. Why are you crazy when you speak up for yourself? Why I gotta be crazy?
They don't expect it.
You expect me to be yes, bitch. Yes, 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 yes. As soon as I fucking say no, niggas is looking around shocked as fuck. Why? I don't gotta do shit for you. You don't owe nobody shit. Anything that somebody do for you is a fucking gift.
Exactly. And then once people get, like, so comfortable to you being you, and then when you really be you, they don't like that shit. They don't like, just like, oh my god, what's wrong with her?
No, they want the good parts of you. They don't want all parts. They only want the nice and sweet and lovely parts of you. They don't want the bad shit about you. They don't want the mood swings. They don't want the attitude. They don't want the, you feel me, when you're not having a good day. They don't want that.
Exactly. Niggas don't want to handle that. Niggas don't want baggage.
That's the kind of shit that you got to let go.
That's all we got.
Niggas don't want baggage, but they want trips.
But we all have baggage.
That's all we have.
We all have baggage. If you not... You don't want to help me unpack my shit and not even help me unpack my shit, but I'm working on my own shit.
I got storage.
I'm working on my own shit, but you still got to take into place where people is coming from and what their situations is. What people been through. What they seen. I was with a nigga and he told me his parents never told him I love you.
Ow.
That's fucking scary.
So that means he probably don't know how to love.
Exactly. So you know me. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here because this shit crazy. I gotta get out of here.
Nigga might kill me. Like.
Yo, exactly. He ain't got a conscience. Your mother never said I love you. So where the fuck have you? If you never heard it, how the fuck are you gonna extend love to somebody else?
Exactly. Or
you don't
know
just
what that
wait.
Shit is.
Like, I just don't. But look it. That was something me. I had to a plain sight. He told me what it was. And I had to make the decision on if I was going to stay or let that shit go.
Gotta get in and go book. Like, yo, this is what love could be, might be, should be.
You just gotta show him. Maybe he's never...
But I feel like...
See, why I gotta it show?
I feel like people
why y'all gotta show
that
him?
That was your choice, whether or not you're
right. You're right.
Who showed him
and
love.
I'm not. I'm gonna show you the bitch that leave. That's what the fuck I'm gonna
no,
show.
No, because then he's gonna think, all right, fuck this love shit. I just feel like you can't show nobody love that really don't know love. Because then, like,
or
they're
you
not
can't
gonna appreciate
wait,
it.
Exactly, and you can't really show nobody love who's not in a place where they're willing to receive that shit. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck how much I showed that nigga. He wasn't in a place to receive it, so he would have never felt that shit. It would have made no difference.
That shit might have made him uncomfortable.
Sometimes you gotta let shit go so a motherfucker can wake the fuck up and be sitting in that room alone, looking the fuck around, wondering why.
Now he finally woke because he was asleep on all his love I was giving up.
I bet you the nigga out here want love now.
love.
What is love?
It's a beautiful thing. Love is everything. Love is life.
Life is living. Cola, what you
very
think love is?
Special. I think that love, like real love, we're talking about romantic
we talk
love.
About,
you're talking about that Mary J.
Right?
Love.
Romantic love?
We talking about romantic love.
Okay. Romantic. I think that romantic love is unconditional, just like all other love.
Yes.
You know? And people get unconditional, the word twisted. Like, unconditional doesn't mean that you can go out and do whatever.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna still be here.
Don't take my kindness for weakness. Once
exactly.
again, that's where the respect comes in because you're supposed to respect me.
Yeah. It just means that, you know, I love you and I'm going to wish the best for you.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Whether we together for 6 months, 10 years, 100 years, the love is still there. The love is going to be there.
Yeah.
It is not going to change based on conditions.
And that's why I ain't letting go.
That's why she ain't letting go.
I'm joking.
But that's
really,
what I'm trying
to.
But I feel like love is free.
Definitely. Love is
so
free.
So when it's free, you should be able to let go. And that shit should be able to come back to you with no problem. And just keep coming back because that's for you. When you hold on to that shit, you see motherfuckers be trying to break out of that shit. They do everything they can to escape that
too
shit.
Much love.
They be running. Too much love will kill a motherfucker. It'll suffocate them.
Then I ain't the right nigga for me.
That ain't it. See, that ain't the right person for you, but know who you are and know what you need.
Exactly.
And it comes down to that. You know, Ranisha, you 40, you know you a person that need that.
I definitely do.
You
cater
need
to
that
me.
Love. Cater to me.
I really do, because I give so much love, so I need that shit back. And
real shit.
You don't know what to do, like, that shit dumb, like.
Unconditional love. Is not is loving and not expecting anything in return. So look at what you just said.
And I think that's the problem. She said she shouldn't have to tell them. You have to tell people how you want to be loved.
You gotta
like
tell people
it.
How to fucking treat you.
But I feel like I should.
You can show it, and people just gonna sit back. If it was a bank that was giving out free fucking money, you gonna go every fucking time. Right?
Damn, so nigga been taking my money.
Niggas been taking your money. They ain't putting your shit in savings though. They not putting your shit in savings though.
Just checking that shit out.
Checking that shit out every fucking time.
That's crazy. Well, niggas owe me bread, then give me my
yo,
shit back.
Yo, listen, now you on the shit that I'm on. Don't
give me
disrespect
my shit
me.
Back.
Give
yo,
me my fucking shit back.
After yada, I won't say no names, but I'm like, yo, like, nah, yo, niggas don't deserve that shit. Like, you gonna have to work for that shit. Earn that shit for, like, you know. Because, like, I know what I'm capable of. Like,
I know what I'm capable of. That's what I'm trying to say. I know what
my shit. All I got is love to give.
All I got is love to give. But it got to be for the right reasons and
yeah.
for the right person. You feel me? It definitely got to be for the right reason and the right person. And if you disrespected me, I'm damn sure I don't got shit for you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got shit for you.
I ain't gonna be mad at you. You're just not getting
But are
fine.
These people disrespecting you, or are they just not giving you love the way you want it?
True.
It's not one. It's
true.
You need it.
Are these people disrespecting
the way
you?
Need it, the way you want it, yeah. But it's different. It's a different. Sometimes you just, like, don't tell them, like you said, and you just expecting all these things. And they don't
and
know
you never say anything
because
people can't read minds.
Yeah, so you sitting there mad by yourself.
I know.
They can't read minds.
That
they should,
be
they
me.
Should feel my
I
heart.
I be mad.
Me too.
I be
I,
mad.
I had to learn my lesson.
I be mad. But I ain't never said what the fuck I
like,
want.
I shouldn't have to say anything because he should know.
He should fucking know what I want.
Yeah, yeah, but have me cuss out somebody right now. Like,
he should know what I want, but
they don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't know. So it's us to
they
it's
don't.
Up to us to be responsible for what we want and how we want to be treated.
Nah, you just gotta know.
What?
No.
What you shut up. No. No, but that's
no,
but you
bro,
can't be like that though.
You're
never gonna get
what
you want, yo.
What you want.
Unless I got you what tell I want. That nigga is Tupac. And he not even here.
Exactly.
You know what? Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I really like, yo, like, you know, like, yeah, I feel that shit. My nigga Pac still here.
Definitely.
In Cuba somewhere. That nigga's still alive.
Yo.
I had this debate yesterday. That nigga is still alive.
Oh my God.
That nigga's like Santa Claus.
Yo. But on some real shit though.
Yeah.
You gotta say what you want, and you gotta definitely be upfront, and you gotta be real.
That's a part of being real.
You owe it to yourself, and you're right, and that's some shit that I'm working on.
That's a
like on some real shit because it's so hard. It's so hard.
And with so much going on, like it really is hard.
It's so hard to just, and I feel like for women, it's hard as well.
Fuck in my face. Oh wow.
Even more.
My phone is a setup. Sorry. Niggas trying to FaceTime.
Got time for that right now.
Exactly. This is a mall.
This is only the guilty gets offended.
Only guilty gets offended. Well, that's why all these niggas offended.
Yeah, because they guilty as fuck.
Guilty as fuck.
Hopefully, y'all won't be out here offended by what we talking about, even though we ain't really coming for y'all how we should be.
Yo, we y'all trying don't to want be me to come for y'all.
We trying to be respectful and, you know, keep open minds and love.
I could come for niggas because I could come for me because, like I said, I'm impulsive and I do things.
At the end of the day, y'all, be responsible for yourself.
Respect yourself.
Respect yourself.
Know yourself.
Know yourself. First and foremost, work on loving yourself and knowing yourself. When you start learning yourself, the love is going to come. The
you
shit is going
to
come.
Yourself, like, you could teach someone how to love you.
And then when you learn yourself and you know yourself, then you could tell. And you know what? That was my problem. I didn't know myself. So I didn't know how to tell a motherfucker what I wanted. I didn't know. Because I didn't even know. So how I could put all this pressure on you and expectation on you and I don't even know what the fuck I want.
That's the problem. We're relying on other people to tell us
who we are. We're relying on other people to tell us who we are. Why? Is that a woman thing or a man thing? Definitely a woman thing.
It's a woman thing.
Both, too,
but
it's you have
like,
a lot of niggas fronting.
These niggas be fronting. These niggas be in shit that they don't want to be in. Scared to leave. Scared to put a foot down.
Man,
kindness taken for granted. It goes both ways. It's not just women, it's men too.
You got a nigga right now want to breed me. Nigga want to breed me. No.
But why? For validation. Why he can't just be with you? Why he gotta want to put a baby in you?
Because I'm a queen, so he want everything. He want the wife, well, he want the kids.
So he coming for you correct then?
Yeah, but like,
no, because sometimes
I'm a savage.
Trap you because they
be wanting to trap your ass.
I felt like someone was trying to trap me. Like,
real
I probably
shit.
Trap me.
Yo, I probably could be getting trapped. Don't try to be trapped, but like, you know,
I feel like
you
it's
treat
not
me
girls
right. Okay.
Trap niggas anymore. It's,
yo,
it's
and it's not even
women.
Just women trying to trap these niggas. These niggas be plotting and scheming.
Most of them are the ones
looking
who
for fucking come up.
Jamaican niggas be trapping. Fuck, let's
nah, they Jamaican niggas trap you with the baby. They want to keep your ass in the house cooking barefoot. That's what the fuck they want to do. These black niggas want y'all to take care of their ass. And it's no disrespect.
And drive my whip.
And drive my whip, but we love black men. We really do. Even still with the shit y'all do, we still fucking love y'all.
Yeah,
all day.
We still fucking love y'all. All day, every day.
We're talking about
y'all. It don't matter. We ain't going there. Nowhere else.
Y'all some kings, yo. Y'all really are if y'all choose to be.
If y'all fucking choose to be.
But y'all want to.
Self-reflection.
Go and find out who you are, my niggas. Y'all kings, yo.
Get off the block.
I can't.
Get off the Glock. You know, I can't rhyme.
Whatever
else.
You gotta do to find yourself, whatever.
I done had two nips already, so I'm already lit. I'm ready.
Yeah, we on
the
Corvo.
Like
this shit is crazy. We on our way to the beach. We just talking in the car, just chilling.
Exactly. Save my battery and shit. But I go to Mystic Aquarium. Because we kind of out here.
Am I turning here? I think so.
Nah, you shouldn't be.
Turn left onto I-95. It's ridiculous. How you doing, man? It's your boy Chimney, AP, Aaron, whatever y'all know me by. You know what I'm saying? We here having this little podcast talk show with my peoples and all that.
Quanice is here.
Jade, hi.
And Nicole.
And right now, AP just, you know, really breaking it down for us and putting some real shit in our head right now. Like,
right now.
On some real shit. Go ahead, AP. We want to comment, but I want you to finish your thought.
So basically, we were sitting here talking about, like, how black women have set a certain standard for the black male to be accepted or deemed to be dateable. Just, let's just use that. Deemed to be dateable as a black man has changed, because now I understand that women always had their standards of, you don't want to date a broke man. I get that. Half of y'all bitches is broke. Huh. Let's just be real from the cut. A lot of y'all bitches is broke. Like, and I'm not trying to be funny. Like,
and no disrespect to the women.
Yeah, I love my
only
black
the
women.
The guilty gets offended.
You feel me? I hope y'all don't get offended by this, but a lot of y'all women are really broke. One, y'all got kids. All, most of y'all got baby fathers running around. You feel me? Your baby father's not helping you, so that means you're spending all your money between you and your child. You're not making that much money to be out here really doing your thing like how you want to. Bitch, you're broke. Let's just be real. You feel me? So for you to hold the standard and be saying that this next man that you meet is supposed to be loaded with money, have his own car, his own apartment, and fully together is unfair. You feel me? You gotta... Not saying lower your standards. Your standards is your standards. You do not want to be with a broke man. Don't no girl want to be with a broke nigga. But at the same time, you can't be looking for no millionaire. Bitch, you not a millionaire. Millionaires date millionaires. Let's just be realistic. Like, that's just how it really works. Like, millionaires date millionaires. Billionaires date billionaires. That's why they on boats and yachts, and you don't never really see them in the community that you in. You're not in their bracket. You don't even hang around them. So how are you to, who are you to hold this man or that standing there, you're not there. You feel me? Neither one of y'all not there. But deeper than that, I was going into the point of basically how, because of the standard that women have set of the type of guy you have to be now, and the fact that the black man doesn't be a leader in the community no more, y'all accepted this shit. So it's really the black man's fault. You can't blame it on the girl. You gotta blame it on yourself, because you're not being a man and standing up and saying, I'm not going for this shit. Like, feel me? Y'all niggas out here, y'all spending your lives or risking your lives to impress these women that really don't give a fuck about y'all. Because the only reason why they fucking with y'all is because you have something. You feel me? If you don't have those things, then she leaves. You feel me? So, if your bitch fuck with you because you got a car, you need to leave that bitch. If your bitch fuck with you because you got your own apartment and you make sure you always put food in her stomach, you need to leave that bitch. If you always gotta cop the weed and both of y'all get high as me, you need to leave that bitch. Real shit.
Real shit.
I mean, dude, y'all could comment on that one. I mean, what do y'all think as far as...
No, I agree. I agree. Because, you know, there's the old cliche, you need to be who you want to attract. You can't sit up there and just be like, oh, well, I need to find me a rich nigga. I need to find me this. I need to find me that. And you're not bringing the same shit to the table, you know? And even then, you got to have yourself together. You got to love yourself. You got to be strong mentally. You know, relationships are hard work. They're hard.
Love is important.
It is.
The most important thing.
It is very important, you know, because you can't. How are you going to have a functional relationship if you can't even love yourself? Like, that's real shit.
That's true.
If you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else.
I'm going to switch it around, because I think that even though women do accept it at times, I feel that men like it because it's easy to do those things. It's easy to buy Cardis. It's easy to buy Jordan. It's easy to buy a car. You know, it's hard to be a leader. It's hard to stand for something and stand by yourself sometimes. And I was in a situation where I felt like I was asking a man to be a man, not to like buy stuff or buy me, but to just do something that was difficult to him, to work hard, and he didn't want to do that. It's easy to front, it's easy to buy Henny and stand in the middle of a club and attract women. It's hard to do something different.
What do they call that? Peacocking. You know, it's easy to look flashy. Well, my mother always says it's easy to look like you have money.
Exactly.
You know, it's easy to look like you're doing something. It's hard to really be doing something and have your shit together.
So, Nicole, what was it that you would ask him to work hard towards?
He was in a situation where he got his degree for something specific, and then when he did the clinical and he realized that it was hard, he didn't want to do it anymore. And I knew he could do it. I knew it was what he wanted to do. He wanted to do it for how many years? But just because he was in a situation where it was difficult, it wasn't as easy as he thought it would be, he didn't want to work for it.
Well, were you his motivation?
You know, I have to be so honest. I do have to be honest. I feel like at that time we were so unhappy that maybe I could have been more motivating. I could have went about it a different way. But it is what it is.
Because when you're in a relationship, you got to keep in mind that y'all are not a team. You are an equal. Nobody should be doing more than the other person is doing in a relationship. It just shouldn't be happening. You shouldn't feel like I'm loving you more than you loving me at any point of the situation. You shouldn't feel like I'm working harder than you to keep this relationship happening. And that goes to both sides. That's a unisex point right there.
Balance.
Like, you gotta be a balance. Like, and it's not, I'm not just talking about who's cooking, who's paying the bills, who's cutting the grass. It's not just that. It's just like the point you just making, you was with a man and he was at a point of a difficult time. At that time, that's when you're supposed to be the most selfless, because this is the time when he needs you the most.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through that situation when I had started going back to school. I was going back to school to play basketball. I had just started my new job or whatever. And I needed my ex-girlfriend the most at that time. And instead of her kind of like being my motivation, she was more of a distraction. Because instead of her like just making sure that I was doing what I was supposed to do, or just kind of like falling back so I could make sure that I was doing what I was supposed to do to better our situation, she was distracting me by arguing about nonsense. Like that, probably arguments that we probably could look at now that we both done accomplished the little bit of things that we wanted to accomplish and made it to the next point of our lives, and be looking at it like, yo, them was some dumbass arguments. But you don't be looking at it like that while you're in the heat of the moment, because you got so much going on in your plate and the other person got so much going on in their plate, and y'all so angry at each other that y'all just arguing. You're not even thinking about each other no more. You kind of think about yourself, because you like, well, I did this for this person, so they owe me this much.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Or in your case, you saying, I've been with you for so long. I've been watching you push for this dream for so long. How could you sit here and just be complacent with this shit and give it up? But he needed you to kind of motivate him in that sense of, like, babe, this shit gonna be all right. What up? Like, make the fun of it again for him. Because it got to be something fun that if he'd like to do it as much as you saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got to love that shit. You know what I'm saying? And we all been in love. It's got to keep the spark in love, right? Something wasn't sparking his interest of love in that suit of field that he was in at that point, and he needed to help you to... He needed you to help him spark that love. Even if it was a sense of not arguing with him, giving him some time to breathe, or whatever the case may have been. But go ahead and make your point.
I want to comment on that. And I want to basically say, like, I definitely feel where you're coming from, API, all the way 100. But my thing is, like, we're all growing and we're learning. So if you're not communicating... And, like, how is a person supposed to know? Like, we trying to grow and learn how to be women and learn what our role is in a relationship. So, I feel like a lot of times when a woman is not getting what she wants, she automatically shut down. Like, when she can't get what she wants, or what she wants is not the main priority, she automatically shut down. And I feel like it's not good on our part, because it blocks a lot of things. And when we supposed to push through, we don't. Because we are shutting down, because we can't get what we want right there, right then and there. We not. What Nicole said, she could have been more motivating. She could have whatever. But at the point in her relationship, is she tired? Mm-hmm. She done put in the time. She been here through this time and been there for you. So, damn, I got to push you at the very end, too?
Is it the end? Because if you're like, looking at it like it's the end, then you wasn't never really, like, in it. You get what I'm saying? Because if you're in a relationship...
That's true.
You're not supposed to be ever looking at this shit like it's supposed to end. You get what I'm saying?
You're just going through a hard time.
But you gotta see, like, when is it time for you to motivate yourself? Like, yes, I need to be there. Yes, I understand. I get it. But when is it time for you to motivate yourself? If you're over here, like, even if Nicole could have been, you know, more, she could have done more, whatever... You got to do something, you know, as the man, you got to do something. And this is your thing. I can't do it for you. You got to push yourself there, too.
But part of motivation is what?
Encouraging a person to...
No, like, a part of self-motivation, I meant to say.
You gotta want to do it.
Right? But you need what to want to do that? Focus. If I'm arguing and distracted by my emotions,
you're not focusing.
I'm not focused. Because now I'm focusing on arguing with your ass.
But then even still, we get mad about time. You're not spending enough time. You're not here. You put me on a back burner. Shit like
guys
that.
Guys too, though.
And it's not just the woman. It's guys too. Because we in a time and age where women are becoming a lot more independent and they chasing dreams and they doing shit. So niggas, they sometimes are insecure and they intimidated by that shit. And they be trying to dim your light. And this is the reason why I'm afraid of relationships. Real shit, though.
If you ever feel like you're in a relationship with a nigga that's dimming your light,
I gotta go.
Nah, that means you're not communicating either.
Communication is a very big thing in relationships.
It's the number one thing. But people got dreams, you got passions. And that's what I mean by like dimming your light. It's like, in a relationship, I've been in relationships and they've taken so much of the person that I was, where I was a nigga that I was a type of woman that he built, pretty much. Like, I liked what he liked. I don't even know my fucking self when I came out of some relationships. So this is what I mean by dimming my light, is you can be your own person still and enjoy things together, but still, it's shit that you talk about with your niggas that I'll never be able to relate to. Like, you feel me? But that's where you get that portion of happiness for you, to make you happy and to make you complete. I'm selfish if I want to take that away from you.
Yeah.
You understand? Because I can't be everything for you.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's what I'm saying, is that it's the same thing for the woman. You got to let her have those other things as well, because then y'all be the first person sitting around saying, this bitch harassing me. This bitch don't got shit to do. Blowing my phone up. Da, 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 da. She be self-absorbed. All the fuck she see is you. Mm. She don't know shit else but you. Stalker.
Yeah, I don't like bitches like that. That's my first thing. I can't be no bitch that ain't got something else going on in her life other than me and her kid. Because that means you got too much time in your hands.
Exactly. To be harassing you.
Well, I'm trying to do what I got to do. And that's the case of point of what, like, goes back to what we were saying. You feel me? Like, you was basically making a point about you having a reliever relationship because you felt like you were so sucked in a self-consuming of what this nigga wanted you to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
But that means you obviously wasn't communicating home enough to let him know, like, yo, I'm not going to always be happy with what you want to do.
I feel like as a woman, when you in a relationship, you're afraid of losing the relationship. So when you speak out, 9 times out of 10, from my experience, you're not really about to say, oh, okay, well, let's fix it. Like, no.
I mean, we 25 now. But if you with a black man right now and he not listening, let home go from the cup, because at the end of the day, if you not listening to your woman, it's only two things gonna happen to you. This is just me speaking from nigga to nigga. My niggas, listen to what I tell y'all. If you not listening to your bitch, no matter what race she is, how old she is, how young she is, she's gonna leave you. She's gonna cheat on you. Or she's gonna leave your ass. Like, straight up. Like, feel me? Like, that's just a nigga part that he don't got you at this point. If he's not listening to you, it's not even, because now y'all not communicating. You feel me? Because like we said from the cup, like, communication is really everything. And the reason why he don't want to communicate is, to go back to my point that we kind of missed what put the door in, was insecurity.
Yes.
The nigga is fucking insecure. That's why he don't want to hear your fucking point.
Yes.
Because he feel like, now I'm changing up for this bitch. What are my niggas going to think? Or, I'm doing this shit so I can stunt and get all these bitches. Or, he's so insecure, humming his head like, yeah, she bad. Maybe I could get a badder bitch to her. Because he's not humble anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because his insecurities have really taken over now. Because that's a part of being insecure. He don't got no humble bone in his body, so he's not insecure. I mean, so he's not, like,
secure within himself.
So he's gonna leave. You feel me? He's gonna try to do some other
and he gonna hold
shit.
That shit against you to make you feel bad. And that's what I'm trying to say.
But
you
that's just what, that don't got nothing to do. That's toxic relationship.
Toxic relationship. Next episode.
He's a toxic nigga. You gotta let his ass go.
Next episode.
Real talk, cause he ain't right. You feel me? And that same thing go for women. Like, I've been in a relationship with women, and I'm communicating to them, and I'm trying to talk to them about something that I'm uncomfortable with.
Exactly.
And they in their head basically trying to tell me, like how you said, this demasculating. Trying to demasculate me, like, you're acting like a bitch. It's like I'm dating a nigga with a dick, a bitch with a dick, because you're complaining about shit that other niggas wouldn't complain about. You wanna know why these other niggas ain't gonna complain? Cause they weak niggas. And they gonna lay down for whatever you gonna put up for, and they never gonna be a real man to you. They just gonna be a weak nigga that you gonna be dating for the rest of your fucking life.
Stand up to me.
Feel me? I'm not trying to sit here and whoop your ass and no crazy shit like that. But if I feel like if we in a relationship, there's certain little, like, I'm comfortable with my girl going out on the weekends. I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I'll give you the money. I'll buy you and all your friends drinks. I'm one of them kind of boyfriends. Because you know why? I'm going to be out here getting some money anyway. I'm not even no club kind of nigga. You feel me? That's just what it is. I'll probably be in the steward doing what I got to do. Real shit. So, with that being said, there's guidelines. My girl to go to the club, I should know that you went to the club. I should know what time you're going to get out the club. And damn it, I might want to have some after club sex and not even go to the club. But bitch, because you went to the club, we having after club sex.
You've been drinking, gyrating.
We going to Diddy's at 2 in the morning, bitch. Because you saucy. I'm sober. Or I'm high. Bitch, we going to Diddy's together 3 in the morning. I meet you and all your friends and pull up at Diddy's 3 in the morning. Fuck it. Why? Because there's certain guidelines. I know what goes on at Diddy's at 3 in the morning. That's the meetup spot. My bitch not going to the That's the meetup spot. We don't need to be at the ranch house. You got a boyfriend. What you going to the ranch house for? I can make you hot dogs at home, bitch. You don't need the ranch house. You need me.
Oh, that's Lord.
That's some real nigga shit. I mean, because it's certain, like, it ain't even about, and I understand that girls hang with other, you might be in a relationship, your friends might be single, so they still want to do kind of single shit. But you have to respect your man at the same time. It's just Definitely. As much as you want him to respect you. Because you Definitely. Don't want him in these bitches' inboxes and DMs, as y'all like to say. Like, or you feel me? You don't want him liking every girl picture on Facebook now. Because that's a petty thing that y'all bitches hate. Or you feel me? You don't want him in every. You don't want him to make every bitch feel special. But you making your friends feel like it's okay for them to use you as a pawn to get niggas is not okay while you're in a relationship. Even if you're not getting bagged by niggas, you should not be entertaining no niggas. There's no entertainment zone. Bitch, entertain me. You my new entertainment. That's why we go out. You're my entertainment. How are you entertaining the next nigga? I don't know. But that's a problem. And entertainment comes in a lot of forms. If your girl out here taking pictures in her yoga pants and shit like that, she's entertaining other niggas, bitch.
Yo!
You don't know why? Yo! The only people liking that picture is niggas. Now he's enticed. Yo. He want to see what your bitch look like outside them yoga pants, baby. She's entertaining other niggas.
Well, and then, but she needs, well, I'm not going to say she needs to respect herself, but it's the way you do shit. She could take the picture in the yoga pants. That don't mean she got to have her ass cocked up.
Exactly.
It's a way, respect yourself so you can not have a question. If you already respecting yourself, you ain't disrespecting your partner.
That bitches is not Facebook models. This is entertainment for niggas. That's toxic in a relationship. Like, real shit.
Social media, we was talking about that. Social media is toxic.
Social media is toxic, period. It got everybody fucking brainwashed.
I was feeling me because I'm the type of nigga when I get mad.
You like to talk shit on social media.
I like to talk shit on social media. I love to do this shit.
Yeah, but then again, King Petty.
I'm King Petty. You feel me? I'm a rapper. It's different. Like, I could do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the sense of censorship like you other niggas and you other women should kind of have. Like, you feel me? But then again, I'm learning.
He's an artist. He expresses himself.
Yeah, I'm just expressing myself for the most part. But
when you finish that thought,
nah, go ahead. Say what you
I want to say something about what AP said and how he was saying basically how the woman was calling him a bitch because he was expressing himself and saying what he felt was going wrong in a relationship. And
I feel like that's healthy.
I feel like that's the best thing that you could ever fucking have.
Right.
Because
honestly.
Men internalize and they don't it's never so speak true. Up about it's so true. And they don't even think it's okay to express anything. Like,
right.
It's so hard.
Because they were taught.
Because they were taught not to express
you as a man,
no emotion.
Suck it up. Be a
suck
man.
Suck that shit up.
Like
be
the
a
whole
man.
Expression, be a man.
Be a man.
Like what
where
does
the fuck
that
did
mean?
That come from? Like,
what does that mean
you
to you?
Me?
That
but
means
then if a man is
keep
always
it together,
being a man, when
hold
do,
it
like,
together.
When do he have
take
time
care
to express himself? When do he have time to let that shit out? When do he
the biggest part of being a man not to cut y'all off is expressing yourself. Because as a man, that's why a lot of us black men go to jail. Because we bottle that shit up,
mm-hmm.
get mad,
mm-hmm.
you don't express yourself to your bitch that you feel like your bitch treating you like a whole ass nigga. So the next nigga you see on the block that you feel like treating you like a whole ass nigga, you trying
take
to shoot
that shit
him.
Out on him.
You gonna take that shit out on him. When you could have just said what you wanted to say to your girl and got that shit off your chest. Mm-hmm. Shit, I'm the king of expressing myself to a girl because I'm gonna be nice as hell, express to you how I really feel about you. And then as soon as you really start doing shit I don't like, I'm going to express how I feel nicely. Like, you feel me? And then if I feel like you continuing to do it, I'm going to really express myself with the B word. Like, bitch, da-da-da-da-da, this, bitch, da-da-da-da-da-da, because I'm expressing myself.
Right. Right.
But, you know,
exactly.
You ain't going to be able
I
to
say. I can't agree with that.
I feel like in my head, I'm just be real. I'd rather have this, I'd rather sit here and try to say this shit until my face be blue to you. And try to get my point across to you and get you to understand why I feel like it's a problem in our relationship and we had this argument and probably worked this out versus me saying nothing and then just going to fuck the next girl. Because that's what I used to do. I used to be that kind of nigga. Windsor High.
Real shit.
When all of my ex-girlfriends
that's most niggas.
Ever did anything
to me. They don't say
shit
and they just go and fuck the next girl.
The only reason why I cheated on y'all because y'all did something that I did not like. I never really told y'all that I did not like it. Half the time, I probably did mention to y'all that I did not like this shit. Y'all took it as a joke, continued to keep doing this shit. So
that's
enough.
Hold on, and
I'm going to
comment on that with women. And how, when these niggas be telling y'all that they don't want nothing more, or not even necessarily want anything more, but they not even feeling it like that, you be pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And then you might get in a relationship, you might get a baby, I don't fucking know what you might get. But whatever your goal is, you gonna depending on how hard you wanna go for this nigga. When he runs away from the relationship, you're mad. Yeah. But how can you be mad
at a nigga that never wanted you?
Nigga that never wanted
you. You gotta listen. You gotta. We as women need to listen.
They be telling us, and we be mad and saying they be lying, but y'all be keeping it. But y'all be telling us
when a nigga say I'm not looking for. I'm not looking for a relationship.
No, we gonna trick you for throw this pussy on him.
Right? Like, oh, if I just stay, if I just be his, like,
swallow some cum.
If I just act like his girlfriend long enough,
like his girl,
then we'll just morph into like, yeah, exactly.
He
don't
want to keep me around.
If I just act like that. Good ass girlfriend.
But listen,
enough.
I feel like AP. Do real men change their mind
after they start dating a girl?
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Even if that's never what you wanted, you could get tricked into a relationship.
Oh, you talking about like before you start dating her?
Before,
like you never wanted her, and then eventually you start wanting her.
Yeah.
No, especially not because
this
that
is what they say a man, when a man see a woman, he know what his intention is.
Yeah,
that's just like
jump.
The woman.
So
the woman
I'm
knows the same thing.
Yeah, y'all know exactly what y'all want. Just like a dude gonna know exactly what he want when he first see a girl. His intentions might grow greater or less depending on when he really meet the girl. But his original intentions, if he just when he first start dating, or if he's single, and his only intentions is to get some pussy. Bitch, you gonna be his pussy for as long as you allow it for
real
you to be
shit.
His pussy. He could go and start being ready to start dating girls, but because he never looked at you when he started fucking you
truth?
As a girl that potentially he wanted to date, and you could be a great girl. You could probably be the best girl that he probably ever been fucking with.
That
but
shit
the fact
don't matter.
That he never thought about dating your ass. He's dating the next girl that when he started to get ready to date, he started dating her ass because when he started ready to date. You wasn't the option.
It be timing.
Yeah, it'd be
a lot of that shit be timing.
Just like
with
these girls.
You.
Some girls I done met and I've been, they be beautiful as heaven. I be thinking like, yo, because again, I had to learn that growing up too. Like, girls is just like niggas sometimes. Like, when it comes to this shit, like, y'all just want sex sometimes. Like, it just be real like that. Like, some girls really genuinely want to have sex.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
But I
never said
there
was nothing wrong with it. As a kid, when I was younger, I thought every girl that I ever wanted to have, that wanted to have sex with me, wanted me. You get what I'm saying? So I felt like I had this, I'm that nigga syndrome.
You still do. I'm sure.
But it's like more of a humble, I'm that nigga syndrome. Because I felt for years, I'm that nigga. So any bitch that I ran across is supposed to like me because I'm me. Like, I'm AP. Bitch, how could you not like me? I'm AP. Bitch, like, what are you talking about? You're like, AP. Like, you foreign or something? You never been in America? You never heard of AP? Real shit. And then, like,
what humbled you, AP?
I don't know. Really, to be real with you, I think it was probably me getting older, like, probably, like, around, like, mid, like 21, 22. I'm having sex with girls that I'm interested in, and we having sex a lot, but they not interested in being with me. They just, what I said, a guy, like, when they met me, they whole intentions was, that's AP, I want to have some good sex, that's about it. They went and had boyfriends while I was still having sex with them, and, but it was because when they met me, their intentions was to have sex. They never had intentions on dating me. You feel me? And it's real like that. Like, certain girls are so scared off from relationships, from dating so many other niggas, that they kind of just, when
don't
they meet
want
a guy,
the relationship.
They don't want the relationship. They kind of just want a nigga that they could kind of call when they want to be, like, when they feel like they want to play relationship day.
Real
like,
shit.
Play day. Like, today I feel like playing like I'm in a relationship. So I'm going to go on a date, whatever, whatever. I'm going to call this nigga because I know I could get that from home. You feel me? Like, that's what that situation be. And
he about to be my boyfriend for the weekend. For the night. For the duration of my vacation.
You know what I'm saying? And you can't knock
or
a
when
girl,
it's cool. Valentine's Day. Right, holidays.
Like when shit someone like family
that.
Come
family
to town.
Family coming around.
Little do you know. Really? That be your girlfriend. Because let you fuck up and not do some shit. That's
real shit. Mad as fuck.
She gonna treat you like you was her girlfriend. So really, you be in a relationship. You gonna be in a committed
relationship.
It'd be like an open relationship. Like, I guess if that's what you wanna call it, it'd be like an open relationship.
When we together, we together. And when we not, we not.
You feel me? Like, I just feel like, more than anything, because I've always been the type of dude where, like me, I'm 25, I don't got no kids. So a lot of my niggas around me, they all got kids. They all got fucking kids. And I don't think except one person I know right now is with a fucking baby mother. And that's because they married. That's my brother. He married. He with his baby mom. That's his wife. You feel me? All of my other niggas I could think of right now in my head on some real shit, none of y'all niggas is with y'all fucking baby moms. Why? Why? Why y'all not with y'all baby mom? You ain't with that bitch. Huh? I hate to call it out like that, but that's the truth. Yeah, you just ended up in a situation where she's pregnant. You're going to do for your child. You want to make this girl happy. You feel me? Because you don't want to end up on child support, or you don't want it to be an uncomfortable situation with your child, raising your child. So you're going to do whatever you got to do to be in the child's life for the duration of the time that you could be there. But, and eventually, y'all realize, I ain't never want to be with her in the first place. Like, Should be real. Like, y'all be doing a lot of shit out here. Niggas and bitches. Like, cause y'all bitches, y'all go for a nigga, and y'all
for the wrong reason. Status, like I said last
status
time.
Yeah,
clothes.
That's true.
Status for
you
what
will
he
go
got.
For status as opposed
he
to
got,
like, okay, you he, might get to, like, you know, people might look at you a little funny if you with this nigga, but he treats you so good.
Shit.
Or whatever, but you worried about what people be like, oh, that nigga, you like your level like all the way up here and that nigga way down here, what the fuck is you doing with him? And then you self-conscious and shit for what though?
And that's why y'all always end up,
but I feel like, but listen though, but look, they give
little dick Chris niggas, no.
little dick Chris niggas, no he didn't, we don't want those. No. And
don't
listen, it's a whole bunch of them out here. Trust
Chris
me.
Is hell,
when
fly
I tell
you,
Chris is hell, fly as fuck.
No homo. Y'all got some real ass dicks. How I know? Because I done fucked some of y'all bitches, some of y'all baby mothers. And they be like, I love
speak
you.
Speak on it.
I love you after.
Speak on it.
Feel me?
Speak
a lot of
on
y'all
it.
Niggas don't know how to eat pussy.
Speak
and
on it.
I didn't know how to eat pussy a couple years ago. But a lot of y'all niggas been eating pussy and still don't know how to eat pussy. A lot of y'all niggas is out here like, feel me? Me personally, I just speak the truth. Like, a lot of y'all niggas only got y'all bitch because of what y'all got.
Wait though. Let me just say something for the women. We need to start speaking the fuck up on these niggas too. We gotta take responsibility and be calling these niggas out for what they is. Cause as AP said before we even got on the shit, we be encouraging this shit. They think it's okay to be out here Chris and fly with little ass dicks. And that's all they gotta do is come with
dick in the world.
And be acting like they that nigga and this nigga and Big Dick Willie. And we be encouraging that shit, making them feel like they that nigga. Blowing their head up and be mad. And be mad when they be out here acting stupid.
Mad as fuck that they love. And then the next thing you know, when
the
they
next thing
up,
that she online, this little dick nigga.
Like, yeah, I knew that was little dick Chris. I knew he was a little dick Chris. He was a little bit too fly.
He was a little bit too fly. Dick big dick Chris, niggas don't gotta get fly.
Nah, you gotta get that fly. You gotta get dick, man. I'm telling what? You. Sometimes you could just come outside and come with bitches already. They done told a couple people, you know what I'm saying? Hartford is big, you know what I'm saying? So you can come outside and be AP, the horrible big dick nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
my God.
All you gotta be fly, you know what I'm saying? Because we, you know, little dick Chris niggas out there. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all can eat for a nigga like me, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all also make it hard for me, though, because y'all women have these high-ass standards for these little dick Chris niggas and y'all eating them up, y'all also juice the shit out of little dick Chris's.
We sure do.
So little dick Chris take you out the roof, Chris. Little dick Chris take you to the movies every Thursday. Little dick Chris pay for your beach trip, your hair, your nails, this, that, and the third. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that because I do that for my girl when I'm in a relationship. But again, y'all in these unstaged relationships with little dick Chris. If a little dick Chris had up, you feel me? Making Chris, little dick Chris, do all these extra things and y'all fucking little dick Chris here and there. And now little dick Chris has so blown up until you shrink his ego. But then you have a standard now because you got all this shit from little dick Chris.
Now you
come
in
as big
nigga.
Dick A thinking that I'm supposed to do the same shit little dick Chris is doing. I don't have to do the same shit.
You gotta do that shit. Why? Because you got a big dick. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not saying, y'all coming at me crazy like how y'all coming at Lil Dick Chris now. You get what I'm saying? With the same kind of attitude and rub off and stuff. I know who you're talking to. I'm not Lil Dick Chris. You're used to talking to a Lil Dick Chris, so now you're trying to talk to me like how you talk to Lil Dick Chris.
I can't. We feel you, AP. I feel you. I'm feeling you, my nigga.
Girl, I'm not talking about me per se, like, when I'm saying it, like, I'm just using me as a reference. Like, I'm just saying, like, I noticed that guys that are more content and settled with who they are not going for the same bullshit that
mistreatment.
Niggas, you feel me?
Because we do get girls, a good nigga and we treat him like shit.
Shit, because, and feel me? Because
we can. Because we can.
Or y'all, and I'm not even saying that you, because a good nigga like me,
I feel like you ain't gonna take it only so long.
Yeah, he only gonna take it but so long. He gonna put up with it because it's like, damn, I can understand she been
through some shit.
But then after a while, you with the girl for a couple months, she like, bitch, you ain't in this shit no more. Like, you out this shit, you with me now. Like, you feel me? Like,
let that shit go.
You gotta let that shit go. Like, feel me? Like, that's like me sitting here saying, oh, I can't fuck with you like that because what my ex did to me, I just can't trust all bitches now. Like, that's corny.
I know, like, me personally, like, I push away every good nigga, like, that's ever, you know, been around. I don't know, like, just the really good niggas, you know, like, the really good niggas that's gonna love you through anything. They put up with your shit, they put up with your crazy, they help you out through everything, and you still be like, okay, I'm about to go be with the next nigga over here that's, like, not even half the nigga that is, like, I don't know, call it self-sabotage or whatever, but
I feel like that kind of goes into what we wanted to talk about. We should probably, like, segue, maybe we could do two tonight.
Right.
Okay. So tell them that we're going to segue just because
we're going to do a little segue.
Yeah, and go on to another podcast because we want to talk about dysfunctional relationships.